Meryl.
Hello. He hasn't come on yet.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Tell me your name.
Meryl.
Meryl. Meryl. Okay. You sounded different to me, Meryl.
Oh, did I? Maybe I'm...
And if I owe you an apology the day when I said what I did at Deeper Zahor, I didn't mean you. It's just that, you know, from time to time I'm the only one, and I just feel like maybe I'm talking too much and they don't feel like they can too. So if I hurt your feelings, please forgive me. Because I didn't mean you personally.
No, absolutely. I would never think of that coming from you. Not in that way at all. And sometimes I feel like I'm too pushy. We're all, I'm just trying to get a grasp on this.
Well, I've been with him 6 years and I'm embarrassed. I don't know any more than what I know. So, you know.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Okay, I have to mute.
Okay. So we're picking up where we left off the last time, which was a few weeks ago in Advanced Reincarnation. And that is, and you'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 11, second column from the left. And if you scroll down from that on that landing page to class 30B, that's where I will be starting the title in the, it's chapter 31, section 6, the title is Souls Leaving the Klippot. And I'll be starting with the L'Shem Yichud. Any questions? L'Shem Yichud Kudshabri Hu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urshimu Uthilu Uthilu Urshimu Leakta L'Shem Yudhe Bumarte Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kod Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Ve'hinu Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asu Yadenu Kamenei Aleinu Ma'asu Yadenu Kamenei. I'm getting some background noise, so please mute your phones if the dogs are barking. Thank you. Souls Leaving the Klippot. Chapter 31, Section 6, and I think you will find this section rather interesting. When the time comes for these souls to enter this world, it is possible for 1, 2, 3, or 10 sparks to come at once and in the same generation. And if they are from the same root, more specifically, it is possible for 2 sparks to come into this world at one time, one from the right spring and one from the left spring of that root, or from 4 or 5 sparks to come at the same time. And they are the first 5 joints of the 5 fingers of the right hand. Alternatively, the first 10 joints of the 10 fingers of the right hand, of the right and left hands, and the like. Essentially, this is an unwritten commentary, this is explaining the relationships of people. So if you feel close to someone, it's an indication that your soul and their soul are sparks from the same part of Adam. And that's what this paragraph has been saying. It is possible for two sparks to come into this world at one time. Thus, you can find in a single generation many sparks that are from the level of the tendons, which are close to each other. This is why you should not be surprised to find Rabbi Akiva and Akavia ben Mehalelel living simultaneously, or to find in the generation of the Amoraim, Abaya, Rami Bar Chama, and Rav Dimi from Nechardia, even though they are all from the root of Cain, from the left shoulder of Adam, as we will explain later. There is another reason for what we have been speaking of, and that is, when the Shekhinah went into exile among the Klipot, all the souls of the righteous went with it. Depending upon the level of the mitzvahs performed by a righteous person from that root, and the time it is done, one or more sparks will be able to leave the Klipot and ascend into this world. This is even though the sparks are not near one another in the root. It all depends upon the time and the mitzvahs that the righteous person from that root performs. There is also another related matter. Adam had a nefesh from Asiyah, a ruach from Yetzirah, a nishama from Briah, and above this, nefesh, ruach, and neshama from Atzilut, from the nukva of Zeranpin, from Zeranpin and from Ima, respectively. The three from the world of Atzilut are called Zehira Ila'ah of Adam, and are explained in the Zohar in the Sitrei Torah, Secrets of the Torah section. Before Cain and Abel were born, Adam sinned, and Zehira Ila'ah was removed from him. Before Cain and Abel were born, Adam sinned, and the Zehira Ila'ah was removed from him. That is the three portions we mentioned from Atzilut. In this manner, the decree of God was fulfilled. On the day you eat from it, you shall surely die. For the three portions of Atzilut were removed from him, and there is no harsher death than this. And if we scroll down to the footnote, in general, one who descends from his level is called dying. This applies especially to a fall out of Atzilut, the world of divinity, and eternal life forever. What this is actually saying is that when a part of your soul falls, that is what was meant by death spiritually. It doesn't mean that that death is permanent. It just means that the process becomes longer.
Hello.
Continuing to repeat. Yes.
Is that another way to express it? Would be that we've separated the tetragrammaton of Baal Peh from the Yod-Heh?
There are two different metaphors, but yes, they're expressing the same idea. The lower Heh is separated from the Yud and the Heh and the Vav together. But it, keep in mind, you could have a tendon in your left arm And the sole root of that tendon is part of the Nefesh Ruach or Neshama of Atzilut, whereas the other parts of your body don't have any soul roots from Atzilut. And that tendon does something, you do something, and the tendon is charged because it was used in that negative action, and so that soul root falls. That tendon soul root falls to a lower level from Atzilut to Breyah. Is that saying that the lower hay was separated from the vav? Yes, but it's not the way we think of it. Because there are two different metaphors. There are two different frames of reference.
I'm going to have to leave for just a minute to get the instructions. Go ahead without me.
Understood. When Cain and Abel were born, the Nefesh of Atzilut, which had been removed from Adam, was divided between Cain and Abel. Later we will explain, Hashem willing, the Gilgul of Cain from the level of Nefesh of Atzilut that he merited, how it reincarnated and went to Canaan, and Mechalalel, until it reincarnated into Nadav and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, the two parts of one body, as mentioned in Zohar Pinchas and in the Achrei Mot. Let's look at the footnote. A term used in the Zohar to refer to Netzach and Hod. The idea is that they are so closely knit as to be considered an inseparable unit. It's just something to be aware of as a way of understanding this idea of Netzach and Hod being inseparable. Can you walk on one leg? The answer is no. You can hop on one leg. But when you hop on one leg, the other leg, your other leg is in the air. You have to hold it up. So that the actions of one leg relative to the other leg are always consistent. They may be different in the sense that when I walk, I reach out with my right leg, and then my left leg reaches out. But can I reach out with my right leg independently of reaching out with my left leg in order to walk? The answer would be no. They are tied together, but they're not doing the same action. They're doing actions in sequence. They're doing actions that relate to each other. This is just a metaphor to help understand this idea of why Netzach and Hod are always considered unified. And in a sense, the understanding of Netzach and Hod being unified is also a way to understand the idea of unity within diversity. Continuing. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I just had to cough. I need to close the door, so let me make that noise. I'm sorry.
You're not disturbing. So I'm
life goes on and okay, I think we settled down.
Interruptions are not something to be discouraged. It's all part of the plan. So don't be upset by it.
Well, I'm not upset.
This is what is written. There were men who were unclean by Nefesh, Adam, the dead body of man. literally, Nefesh Adam, the soul of Adam, is for it is talking about Nedav and Abihu. As the sages say, who were on the level of the Nefesh of Adam. After that, it went to Pinchas when he killed Zimri, as the Zohar mentions, and as we will discuss later, God willing. We will also clarify how Cain and Abel took the Nefesh of Atzilut, of Adam, to rectify it after he sinned with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. My commentary. This section is explaining the idea of groups of souls who travel and reincarnate together from generation to generation. They do this because they started close together in the soul of Adam and in Adam's body part. Examples are given above. At this point, it would be helpful to learn some anatomy without the science vocabulary, which in my opinion is not necessary. In fact, it would be good to generate a list of modern anatomy parts in correspondence to the levels mentioned above, the patriarchs, the tribes, the elders, all relate to certain aspects in the same generation. That's the end of the section. Section 7, Chapter 30, Section 7, the souls of Elijah and Hanoch. However, the prophet Elijah took the Ruach of Atzilut of Adam, and therefore he went up to heaven and did not die like the rest of people. For he is as an angel from the hosts of God. And after that, he literally became a heavenly angel. This is the reason why only Ruach is mentioned with respect to Elijah. As it says, please let two portions of your Ruach be mine, a verse from Kings 2. The Ruach of Elijah Zair rested upon Elisha, and a Ruach of Elohim will carry you. My commentary. There is a teaching in Kabbalah by the Ari, in another place, that Elijah became the angel Sandalphon, just like Hanoch ben Yared became the angel Memtet. This is consistent with the teaching that we need an intermediary between worlds. Sandalphon is at the level of Malchut, in Asiyah, and Memtet is at the level of Zeranpin and Yetzirah. There is another explanation from the Ari regarding why Elijah lives forever and became an angel. In that explanation, female represents the tree of knowledge, good and evil, while male represents the tree of life. Elisha had three male souls, Pinchas, Nadav, Abihu, and no female aspects. With this extensive male essence, he was connecting to the tree of life and lives forever. When Pinchas killed Zimri, he merited to receive the Nefesh of Atzilut. However, he did not merit this Ruach of Atzilut until he killed Zimri in Shittim, making it clear that the Ruach does not dwell in a person until he receives his nefesh. Therefore, when Pinchas killed Zimri, he merited to receive the nefesh of Atzilut, which was previously in Nadav and Abihu. Nefesh associates with Malchut, the Sephirah of judgment, of Din, from which holy zealousness and vengeance for the divine honor come. When Pinchas clothed in jealousness and expressed such an act, the highest level of Nefesh of Atzilut was magnetized and drawn to him. Each person draws to himself flow from above according to his actions. Once he merited the Nefesh of Atzilut, he also then merited a portion of the Ruach of Atzilut. With respect to this, it says, "Behold, I give to him my covenant of shalom, of peace. For Ruach is from Tiferet, and Yesod, both of which are called shalom, as is known from the verse, peace, peace for the far and near." This is talking about Tiferet and Yesod. Peace to the far comes from Tiferet, which is higher and farther away from us, below, than the peace of Yesod, which is closer. A man that Ruach is in him, and no Ruach arose in a man, as a man so is his Gevurah in respect to the Ruach energy in Yesod. Ruach is the male aspect. It so especially links with Yesod, the root of the male organ, and Tiferet, the source of Yesod. The idea behind this is that they are the root power to unite with the feminine aspect, and they thereby make peace and harmony. They are empowered to do this by virtue of their occupying the middle line of the Sephiroth. Tiferet lies between and balances Chesed and Gevurah. Yesod stands in the middle of Netzach and Hod. The highest root place of the Midot is Atzilut. The highest root place of the Midot, the character or personality traits, is Atzilut. There Elijah is busy balancing and harmonizing these energies. Through this, he distances himself falsehood and brings close to truth. The central dynamic necessary for the bringing of the final redemption. One who does this in their own little world, in the self or in the family or in friends, also takes great part in bringing it close. The elite will work much as at this can merit Elijah coming to them and revealing secrets. My commentary. With respect to the Rabbi Auerbach, the translator, I disagree with this teaching. Midot means character trait. And usually implies ethics and morals, as it is used today. Please be careful to understand this distinction. Also realize that Rabbi Auerbach's commentary is explaining how to connect to Eliyahu. Continuing to read. The portion of the Neshama of Atzilut was received by Hanoch, son of Yered. And therefore he was a heavenly angel called Memtet, as is known. Therefore he also did not die in the way of men. The level of Neshama of Atzilut is called the minister of the world, coming from Atzilut, the highest realm. And so it has the power over all the worlds. Science can at best reveal the axiomatic forces of nature and predict how they will interact. The reason why they are so always remains aloof and unfathomed. Kabbalah reveals the source of the axioms themselves. They are angels commanded by Hashem to do so. There is an angel appointed over the speed of light and all of its properties, This was programmed into existence by the creation, by Genesis, when he said, let there be light. There is nothing new under the sun. Forever, God, your word is planted in heaven. The Zohar tells that the Shekhinah is as if clothed in matat, memtet, during the week. This means that providence runs the world masked in the cause and effect relationships of nature, transmitted to the universe through the heavenly hierarchy of angels. Mentet, being the chief angel, is so called the minister of the world. With this, we can answer the question regarding Chanoch and Mentet. For if they are one and the same being, and the world of Yetzirah is called the world of Mentet, then who was its minister while Chanoch was still alive on earth? Every righteous person has two ruachs, one on earth below and one in heaven above. However, the Zohar states at the beginning of the portion Noah in the Tosefta on the verse Noah, Noah, that every righteous person has two ruachs, one on earth below and one in heaven above. Understand this. It is the secret of behold, ID, my witness, my right, is in heaven, which refers to Chanoch, Enoch, whose gematria is that of Adi, and my testifier in the exalted heights of Elijah, because he too is a heavenly angel. As was said, the heavenly angel of Elijah has become Sandalphon. In essence, we're saying it's the same. The two different names are explaining two different frames of reference, but essentially it's the same. My commentary. The secret is being revealed that each world is connecting through to the higher world, as a branch connects to the trunk of a tree. Memtet is the higher level of Sandalphon, and Elijah is the lower level of Chanoch ben Yared. Chanoch is an exalted soul root, theme, or archetype that exists above and transcends the specific time slot that the lower Chanoch aspect actually visited in this world. The same is true of Elijah. In so being, they are fit to be absolute witnesses, for their testimony is eternal. A witness is necessary only in a place where there is some aspect of truth that is unclear. The spiritual mechanics of testimony work in this manner. A pipeline of light is drawn from a place of absolute revealed truth above to the place of doubt and darkness below. The witness so has to access his upper root, his upper soul, and link to it to the earthly reality. Chanoch equals my witness, showing that he has an intrinsic connection to this task. He merits this because he is the first one to have been in the world and left without dying. When a person dies, his upper soul descends somewhat into this world and magnetizes the lower soul, sucking it up. More bitter than death, the bitterness of death comes from an interruption between the upper and lower souls, caused by the original sin, which the death process removes. And Chanoch walked with Elohim. Chanoch was so connected above while alive below that he did not need this step. The direct link to an on high makes him an extra special eyewitness who proclaims the light of the divine truth in a world of darkness and falsehood. He so accomplishes here a state of the world that is coming, when the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. The perfect testimony. My commentary. The name Hanoch has a gematria of 84 and is equal to the gematria of Adi, my witness. Elijah also ascended without passing through the intermediary stage of death. So he serves as a supernal witness. This itself affords him the privilege of being the one to herald the final redemption. Yetzirah draws from Zeratin, Asiyah from the Nukva. Hanoch Matot works out of Yetzirah. Elijah Sandalphone is the landlord of Asiyah. These two worlds have the giver-receiver, the sun-moon relationship. Their masters appropriately serve as supernal witnesses, whose job is to bring lofty truth into this lower realm. When the process is complete, all will be liberated from death, just as they, Hanoch and Elijah, have already been liberated from death. That's the end of the Section 7A. Section 7B is the soul of Joseph. This is a secret that he appointed it as an edut, a testimony to Joseph. Since Joseph merited to receive the Neshama of Hanoch, which is called Adi, my witness, as said, therefore Joseph was Yafet Toar, handsome, because he merited Adam's Yafyo, beauty, which came to him from the edge of the Neshama of supernal Atzilut. And let's look at the footnote number one. We're not going to be able to finish Section B until next week. So I'm going to leave it up to you. Do you want me to continue reading, or do you want to ask questions? Or what is your pleasure?
Well, you want to read that footnote and then stop?
Okay.
If you don't have it, I'll have it. I have it if you want me to read it, if you have a hard time locating it. Because it's at the end of
several pages. I have it. I was surprised. It's quite a long section. The Talmud teaches the handsomeness of Jacob is like the handsomeness of Adam. Joseph was like Jacob. Moreover, he was the one to draw Jacob's light, beauty, and accomplishments into expression. This is the underlying idea behind these revelations about Joseph as opposed to Jacob. So we will start with Section 7B next week.
Okay.
Are there any questions? You all have a good week. Shavua Tov. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.